Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here.
Hi, everybody. It's Joanne Midget again. And last week, we talked about the perfect prophecies that God gave about the birth of Jesus. We call them the messianic prophecies. Well, this week, I thought it would be fun to go to Luke 1, which we call the Christmas story, and see some perfect parallels. That's the name of this message, the perfect parallels, between Elizabeth and Zacharias and Mary and Joseph. And we know that Elizabeth and Zacharias were the parents of John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Jesus. And then Mary and Joseph were the earthly parents of Jesus. So Jesus and John the Baptist were cousins because Mary and Elizabeth were cousins. Let's go to Luke 1, 1 through 80. And that is the full chapter of Luke 1. So Luke begins his writings by saying that he has set forth his hand to deliver those things that were believed among them and were delivered to him by eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. So Luke was a physician. From that, you gather that he's a very intelligent man, a very literate man, and probably a stickler for details because he was like the country doctor. He probably had to be ready for any and all situations. And so he wanted to be sure that when he wrote this account of the Christmas story, that it was accurate. And he said it was delivered to him by eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. In other words, people who were anointed and knew the voice of God. So here are a few parallel stories of Elizabeth and Zacharias and Mary and Joseph. First, Elizabeth was barren. Well, that means she couldn't have a child, that something was wrong with her body, that she wasn't able to conceive. Well, then the parallel over is Mary, who was a young girl, and Elizabeth was also very old. She was past the age of having children. She had not had a child and had gone through menopause, so she wasn't even able to conceive. And Mary was a young girl. Some people estimate she was maybe 13 or 14 years old, that young. But she had already gone through puberty and was able to conceive, both a virgin and a barren woman. To give birth would require a miracle for birth for Mary without having known a man sexually, and Elizabeth having gone through menopause. The second parallel is between Zacharias and Mary. Each of them had an angelic visitation to announce the birth of their sons, and they asked the same valid question. How can this be? Zacharias asked the angel, how can this be? Because he knew how old he was and how old Elizabeth was. It was like an Abraham and Sarah situation. And Mary asked, how can this be? Because she had not had sexual relations with a man. So they were both valid questions, but they required a miraculous answer. And Gabriel gave them the right answer. Then Gabriel, the archangel, told Zacharias to name his son John. Well, Zacharias wanted to name, and his family wanted to name his firstborn son Zacharias after him, but God wanted him to be named John. And John means God has been gracious, or Jehovah has been gracious. Well, I would say that if God gave a baby to an old man and an old woman who was past menopause, then he was definitely gracious. And you all know the story about Zacharias, that to be sure that he didn't mess it up, he was not able to speak until 9 months later when John was born, and he was given something to write on, and he wrote, his name will be John. And when he did, his tongue was loosed, and he was able to speak. And that was a beautiful miracle. Well, the same angel, Gabriel, also told Mary to name her baby Jesus. And that's what she and Joseph did. When he was born, they named him Jesus. Now, Zacharias was made dumb for 9 months, but Mary chose to be silent and hide those things in her heart for 9 months. So Zacharias must have been a motor mouth, and Mary must have been a quiet type person. So the angel had to make allowances for both kinds of personalities. I think I would probably have to be like Zacharias because I don't have a problem talking. Now, the next parallel was after Elizabeth became pregnant, she hid herself for 5 months until she was showing. Most women, when in the first few months of their pregnancy, they don't show very much. They may have what they call a little baby bump. But she made sure that she hid herself until she was showing. And then when she came out in public, everybody was able to celebrate with her. But the opposite reaction takes place with Joseph. And in Matthew 1, 18 through 25, we don't read it in Luke, but we do read it in Matthew. Joseph is ashamed when he finds out that Mary's pregnant. He feels that he has been betrayed, but he loves her so much. And because he's a just man, he doesn't want Mary to be harmed because there were harsh penalties for girls who were pregnant out of wedlock. So what Joseph decides to do is to put Mary away. That means to divorce her because they were betrothed. They were engaged to be married. So he was going to send her away privately to keep a scandal from breaking out. But then an angel appears to Joseph in a dream, and he has to mansplain the entire plan because Joseph was going to mess up the plan. And so an angel had to come in a dream and tell him that it was okay, that Mary was still a virgin, that this was a holy thing that had happened to her, and that the Holy Spirit had impregnated her, and that the baby she was carrying was part God and part man, that Joseph did not really have a hand in the birth of Jesus, but he would be Jesus's stepfather and would be responsible for raising him. So another parallel is when Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, Mary came to visit her, and this was immediately after the Holy Spirit had overshadowed Mary and she had conceived Jesus in her womb. Mary comes up in Elizabeth's front yard, and when Elizabeth hears Mary's voice greeting her for the first time, the baby in her womb, who is John the Baptist, jumps, and Elizabeth is immediately filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesies the exact same words that Gabriel the archangel had said to Mary when he appeared to her. And those words were, "Blessed are you among women." How many of you would agree that Mary was blessed among women if she was chosen to carry the Son of God in her womb? How awesome is that? You know? And if there was ever an argument that a baby inside the womb is a person, this is it. Life is precious from conception. Life is a baby from conception to birth. And then the baby is a person who is outside the womb. That baby is a person inside the womb. And the Bible backs that up completely. Finally, my last parallel is that right after this happened in Elizabeth's front yard, Mary immediately began prophesying. They had a Holy Ghost hoedown in Elizabeth's front yard, and the pre-born babies, the forerunner and the Messiah together, cousins, are together for the first time, still in the womb, and they were having a blast. So I just thought it was pretty cool to go through Luke 1 and look at all the different parallels between these two families that were related but had so many different experiences that were so parallel. So I want to pray with everybody before I say goodbye for today. And Lord, I just ask you to bless every person who's listening to me right now, and that, Father, you will just lead them during this Christmas season to get into the Word, especially into the first chapter of Luke, and to study this story and see what kind of gold nuggets they can dig out, parallels they can find, miracles they can find, things that they can relate to their own lives, Father, and just to see the perfect plan that you had that played out so beautifully in the lives of these two families. And I just ask you to bless them and give them a wonderful Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.